It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, but we're not at City Hall, and we're not here on Thursday. It is a festive occasion here at the Fireman's Museum, but let our host, Mr. Vincent Creel, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, fill you in. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good evening, William Sackett, and you had a great idea doing this. We are recording tonight's City Desk podcast at the West End Hose Company No. 3 Fire Museum and Education Center. This is right here on Howard Avenue, and we are recording this program on Wednesday, June 15th at 7.02 p.m. David Nichols is with us, Chief Administrative Officer, and Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, Public Affairs Specialist. And we got a special guest with us. David, who is that?
What's his name? Chief Boney. He's the one that's been responsible for organizing this and getting everything done this week, and I think everybody to the person has really given them a lot of really good compliments over the week.
And the reason we're here is because it's the Southeastern Association of Fire Chiefs Conference. You brought this here, Joe. Tell us how it's gone since it started on Tuesday. Welcome into the City Desk.
Well, thank you. And the special guests are the people out here. We have probably 300 to 400 people out here from all over the Southeastern United States, 10 states. And it's been awesome. It started Tuesday morning. It'll be going on till tomorrow night at the IP, and we'll wrap it up with a large fireman's ball, fire chief's ball.
You know, it took a lot of effort to make this real, and this is somewhat of a big deal that it came to here, Biloxi. Give us some background.
Well, it is a big deal, and normally a department this size doesn't have a chance to get it, but. Get the conference, but we were approached by the Coast Convention and Visitors Bureau to apply for it or request to host it, and we did 2 years ago, and the board accepted. They were a little bit reluctant because of the size of the city. They didn't know if we would be able to handle it, but we brought them in last year, showed them what we had to offer, and they agreed, and it's been a great partnership since then.
So, Joe, the big theme this year is actually dealing with disaster, which y'all bring a lot of appreciation to that. But what have been some of the special sessions you've had?
Well, we actually have one today. It was the Chiefs panel, where we had a panel of six fire chiefs from around the country, actually from New York, Oklahoma, New Orleans, Florida, from all over the country. We got in front of this group, and we had questions that were asked to us about our specific disasters that we handled, and it was a 2-hour panel. It was awesome, really.
So we're talking about the New Orleans Fire Department, the Birmingham Fire Department, the Atlanta Fire Department. What other notable fire departments? And by that, I don't mean Gulfport.
Well, we have Charleston, which is well represented. Knoxville, Atlanta, quite a few from all over. Miami Fire Department. We've got quite a few of them here from.
I know you're busy with the rest of this, but I have one more question for you. I would imagine that the thing in Atlanta, the tragedy in Atlanta, has cast a pall. Orlando, I'm sorry. Maybe that has cast a pall over this conference, where it was a big subject, I would think.
It truly was. We had a great discussion just this morning about it, and the need to be prepared. You can't prepare for every disaster that's going to come your way, but if you prepare your people, they will be ready, you know, to handle the disasters. There's no way you can prepare for a natural or man-made disaster of these magnitudes. You know, Biloxi thought it was prepared, but we weren't prepared. Orlando wasn't prepared for what they had to handle. But it's important that you take care of your people. And that was the reason to bring all these chiefs together, to give them some nuggets they can bring home and truly use in their departments to help.
You had to be happy with your staff that worked on this. John Jennings, Deputy Chief for Fire Training. Who else did you have?
Well, I would like to say that there were specific people. John did the education, and Captain Crowley handled the vendor side of it. My staff, Sue and Amber, you know, they took care of all the registration and the back part of it. But I would, I'm going to tell you, every firefighter in Biloxi has had a part in this. They're here. They've been here since the beginning. These guys came. They've come the last few days, and they just stand in the lobby and direct people, give people directions. Simple as that, you know. All it takes all these things to make a good conference.
Well, I want to congratulate you, David. What do you think with the night at the museum here? Looks like they did a great job.
Really did. Now, you know, what I was saying earlier, yeah, you know, just everybody has really just enjoyed themselves, learned a lot, and, you know, really could take something back to their hometown about Biloxi. Where are they going next year, Chief? Where's your meet annual?
Going to North Charleston, South Carolina, and they're actually here. And it's funny because the chief of North Charleston, Joe Munn, came here after Katrina and worked with us for 17 days. So he is a very close friend of mine. So we're going to help them and try to do the same thing up there in Charleston next year.
Do you have a lot of that? A lot of them that have come back for this?
Yes, yes. We've there's quite a few of them that have came. We actually have a chief from Iowa that's here that came and helped us. And we have from New York that came and helped us. So that we have quite a few.
All right, I met a fireman a few minutes ago. He's from Picayune that holds a national office. Tell me what the office it is and its name.
Okay. His name is Keith Brown. He's the fire chief in Picayune. He is the International Association's representative to the Southeastern Association. There's four divisions in the Southeastern. Each division has a member, a sitting member, on the international board, and Keith is our member, and he's right here in our backyard in Picayune.
That is amazing. That's really, really glad that we got somebody here right locally that has such a high office in the, you know, to make up your organization, Joe. We just want to congratulate you, you know, and I just hope everybody keeps having a good time.
You know, Vincent, there's a crowd here, and boy, they're having a party. You can hear them in the background dancing around.
It's firefighters. That's all they do is sit around and drink and eat. Wouldn't that about sum it up?
Well, that's what a lot of people think, but I can assure you that's not all they do. They all take right. The opportunity, and they seize it and enjoy it.
You're all news now. Thank you very much. Go away. Thank you, Joe. Okay, David Nichols, we had a big city council this week. One of the things that they talked about was the Tidelands. There was a presentation made by the administration to the city council, and that's a lot of stuff, but some of it looked like it was a repeat.
Yeah, you know, we didn't get funded by a lot of things on the last year, and so we always like to talk to somebody. I want to talk to William. A lot of the items didn't get funded last year, so we, you know, they're asking for them again this year to be funded, and we'll see what the legislature does with them. It's about $10 million worth of Thailand's request, and hopefully we got scored very well last year on those requests, and so hopefully this year we'll get scored high again. Another item that we had on the agenda was the entertainment district zones, commonly called the Go Cup. We looked at four different areas throughout the city, one being basically along the water's edge at Point Cadet, the other being behind Restaurant Row in West Biloxi, and then Lorraine Road up just over the bridge from Gulfport. And then we had a small section we considered up on Cedar Lake Road and Biloxi River. So, you know, the council had some really good questions about how this is going to work and how you expect it to work. And so they hopefully got those answers, and we'll look forward to input from the public over the week and calling the city hall and the city councilman concerning those.
What we're looking at here is relaxed alcohol beverage control laws, pretty much. You will be able to walk out of a restaurant or a bar with a drink in a Go Cup. You won't be able to walk into another bar with it, nor will you be able to go back into that bar. But you could go sit out there on the beach, or you could walk down the boardwalk in the entertainment districts. So that's something that we're looking at. We're taking advantage of new legislation.
Like a mini New Orleans?
A mini New Orleans, but not a mini Bourbon Street. Not a mini Bourbon Street. David, the other thing was we got that fine line between development and existing residents.
That's right. We had a public hearing on the La Quita Inn, and the residents from mostly on Seal Avenue were there to voice their opposition to the project. And, you know, the city presented their side, which was, you know, we basically have asked the developer to do all we feel like he could really do. And so we'll see. The city council will have it back in their hands next Tuesday and see what they do with it.
The big thing is we're looking to protect the Seal Avenue Historic District there, not do anything to diminish the architectural charm of that neighborhood. But at the same time, the city is striving to protect the rights of the property owner, the developer that wants to come in and build this La Quinta Inn and Suites. Now, one person we haven't talked to for the entire show, and she's got a host of things to talk about, and that is Cecilia Dobbs Walton, Public Affairs Specialist. Good evening.
Thanks. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, we got a couple, I guess, announcements that we had this week or happenings. One started today was the demolition of Hiller Park Playground. They have received about $40,000 to build a brand new playground at Hiller Park, which is one of the most used parks in the city. Again, the demolition started today, and they're hoping to finish up sometime next week with the ribbon cutting next Saturday, June the 25th at 2 p.m. Also, another thing that we had, which we recently had announced about the Saints experience in Biloxi, but we had earlier this week on June the 14th, Saint Experience tickets went on sale. This is for the kids' events. This is for two training camps where children ages 6 to 15 can participate at MGM Park. And also, the Saints Experience will include a golf tournament. Both of these events will start Friday, July the 8th, and Saturday, July the 9th. The golf tournament, again, is Friday, July the 8th.
And you can play with some of the Saints on this? Saints Hall of Famers, right?
That's right. They already have a few people already committed, and they're getting more to play. So the team will be, I believe, four-man team, and the fifth player will be a Saints Hall of Famer or coach. Again, that's July the 9th, Friday. They still have tickets or spots available. Just contact Main Street, 228-435-6339. Also, tickets for the Saint Experience is on sale at MGM Park or at any local Ticketmaster.
Now, they always have these Saints Experience, all of these activities before before the Superdome games when the New Orleans Saints are playing at home. But this one is going to be geared to a different audience, isn't it?
Yeah, for kids. Like I said, it's two 75-minute training sessions where kids are going to go through sessions learning about football and stuff like that. It's what it's geared towards.
And then that night, they're going to have the Saints Hall of Fame Roadshow, which is going to be in MGM Park also. And what time is that?
It'll be at 6 p.m. Tickets are also on sale for that, also at MGM Park box office.
But what if you wanted to buy these tickets online? Where would you go to do that?
At Ticketmaster. Any Ticketmaster locations.
Yeah, but don't you buy them online too? Where would you do that, I wonder, William?
Well, you can go to our website, biloxi.ms.us.
Thank you.
You've been listening. Our wonderful broadcast of City Desk here at the Fireman's Museum with a sea of smiling faces and people dancing and twirling and all part of our get-together and festive party. This has been City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.